Of course, the bishop is the what we call the ordinary minister of confirmation. However, a priest is able to do it with delegation from the bishop, and we do have delegation from Bishop for Father to do this confirmation. Thank you.
Be seated for a moment. If you but knew the gift of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. These words, if you but knew the gift of God, we remember from the scene when our Lord sees the Samaritan woman by the well, who doesn't understand at all what our Lord is talking about, or the graces which he is offering to her. In a certain way, for this sacrament of confirmation that you're about to receive, the same thing must be stated to us. If we but knew, or if we but realized, the gift which God is about to give you, the incredible gift of the Holy Ghost, the incredible gift of his different seven gifts, the incredible gift of faith that will be increased in your souls. You prepared for quite a few weeks for this sacrament of confirmation. But of all of the sacraments, perhaps this is the one that is the most overlooked or the most forgotten. There are certain sacraments that our Lord gave us that are received all the time. The Holy Eucharist, confession. We receive them regularly and receive graces from them regularly. But there are very few things in life that you only get to do once. In the natural order, you're only born once. You only die once. But few other things are only done once. In the sacramental life, very, very few things are only done once. You're only baptized once, you're only ordained a priest once, and you're only confirmed once. That mark that will be put upon your soul will be put there today. But in a certain way, it's like the well for the Samaritan woman. It's this fount which is there, which will remain in you for the rest of your life, that you need to turn to continually and regularly throughout your life. It's a gift of God not to be overlooked and not to be neglected for the rest of your life. How many are there that have been confirmed and hardly given it a thought afterwards for the rest of their lives, that have not used all of the gifts which are given by God that will be given to you today, an incredible, incredible gift, a font or a well, which is always there as a wellspring at the times which are most difficult in order for you to carry out and to do God's will. The older we get, the harder things get in a certain way. It's harder to know God's will, and it's harder to do God's will. In the Mass, which will follow directly after this, during the Collect, we pray that God will first let us know the direction that we should take, and second of all, after we know that direction, that we'll have the courage to take the steps. In the same way with what you're about to receive, you will be able to do those two things for a lifetime, not by your own power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. You will first of all be able to know what that direction is. You will receive wisdom. You will receive knowledge. You will receive counsel, you will receive understanding. All of these gifts of the intelligence to know God's will, to be able to avoid the traps of the devil, to see indeed what he wants you to do. But second of all, he'll also give you gifts not only then to know that course, but to be able to do it every single time that it comes up, which is no easy task. He's going to give you the gift of fortitude, to stand up for what you know is right, and to be able to carry it out in very difficult situations. Sometimes God asks a lot of us in this life. It's not necessarily martyrdom or to give our own lives, but it's to make great sacrifices. Great sacrifices for our family, great sacrifices for others, great sacrifices for the world in which we live. And all of these gifts are there for you to tap into if you make good use of them, if you only but know the gift of God which you're about to receive. But that it's not just for today, but it's for you to turn to continually throughout your lifetime as that font. Don't rely simply upon your own strength, upon your own virtues, upon the strength of your personality, because in the end it's not enough. What we need in this world is the supernatural life. We need those gifts that come down from above. We need God to move us in certain situations in which we don't have all the answers, in which our own prudence doesn't tell us the course that we ought to take, in which our own timid nature doesn't push us along to do that which intellectually we know to be truly right. Today, then, is a day to mark and engrave upon your memories and upon your minds that it's not just for a moment in which the chrism will be put on your forehead, but that this is a day to be remembered, because this is a day in which you receive a gift that you can turn to at every moment and at any time. God's incredible gift. If you but know the gift which you are given, you'll be able to use it wisely. Don't keep it hidden within yourself and never pull it out to use it at those opportune times. But make sure that you really develop now, today, a life with a true devotion to the Holy Ghost, to call upon Him in those times in which things are really difficult. Theologians tell us that in the end, the whole spiritual life, being a Catholic, what is it really about? It's about that image of our Lord being recreated in us within our souls. And in a certain way, we can only do so much we ourselves, even by the virtues and even by the graces which are given. Theologians sometimes say that the Holy Ghost is like the master sculptor. In a certain way, we ourselves can take the stone which is our soul and shave off certain images, certain edges, and come up with a general form of our Lord which ought to be there. But if we really want the details, if we really want to have that true resemblance to our Lord, which is the only wonderful and joyful thing in this world in the end, we need to have that master sculptor who is within us, who will continue to work the stone, to work the fine edges throughout an entire life, so that we can really imitate our Lord. If I can wish for you, then one grace on this your confirmation day is that you'll realize the gift which is given, that you'll be more than like the Samaritan woman, but to remember indeed that wellspring which is there for you to turn to throughout an entire lifetime. May you truly profit from these gifts of the Holy Ghost by the increase of faith which is given to you and by a deeper fidelity continually to our Lord and to the laws of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.